Story 1. Henry's hectic, eventful life. 1. Henry Emmett's day began early. She had to start preparing breakfast before the sun was even up. That was partly because she wasn't quite as used to work as her deceased mother, so she took longer. The other part of it was that she had to make a huge amount of food. Cooking for Nemu, herself, and the 19 goblins who had sworn allegiance to Henry. 21 people, plus two more for a total of 23, meant she was beyond busy. Her situation was more aptly described as a battle. Henry could still hardly believe that the mountain of ingredients towering before her would vanish after a single meal.
Well, it is 6 times larger than before, after all.
Taking a deep breath, she rolled up her sleeves, ready to begin. She quietly chopped the vegetables, then switched knives and sliced the meat. The order of what needed to be handled when was already decided. Henry had never been a very good cook, so her efficient preparation of so much in such a short time was a perfect illustration of what humans were capable of under pressure. The sound of Henry's cooking woke up her little sister, who wandered into the kitchen, rubbing the sleep out of her eyes.
Morning, Henry. I'll help.
Morning, Nemu. I'm fine here, so please do what I asked for yesterday.
Nemu made a pouty face for a moment, but ended up obeying with no complaints, offering a single,
"Okay,"
before shuffling away. Henry stopped for a moment. Pain shot through her heart. Her 10-year-old sister used to be a lively girl who had no qualms about trying to get her way. But ever since the attack, her childlike innocence had faded, and she did exactly what Henry told her without so much as a peep. She'd become such a good girl. It was depressing. Their parents' warm smiles flickered across Henry's mind. It had been several months since the attack, but the emotional scars hadn't completely healed. If it had been some sort of illness that claimed their lives, then at least she would have had time to prepare herself. Maybe the pain wouldn't have lingered so long had it been for a freak accident or natural disaster that was nobody's fault. But the deaths of her parents were different. There was plenty of blame to lay. Henry squeezed her eyes shut. In front of the others, she did her best not to let any weakness show. But when there was no one around, her loneliness gouged at the scars in her heart.
Yeah.
Behind her eyelids, she saw their kind parents. Even when she opened her eyes, they were still there. Touching memories filled her mind. Spurred by the dark spiral of emotions inside her, hatred for the people who killed their parents, she swung the carving knife with a mighty heave. Its momentum carved a clean slice through the meat. She furrowed her brow at the dent she inadvertently made in the cutting board.
I should know better. If the knife gets chipped, it'll be hard to fix. Sorry, Mom.
This was the knife she had mournfully inherited from her mother. She apologized for treating it carelessly and put a lid on the hole in her heart. As she was running her finger along the edge of the blade to make sure it wasn't chipped, the door next to her opened. The one who entered wasn't human, as evidenced by a small stature. It was a type of subhuman, known as a goblin.
Good morning, boss lady. It's my turn today. Is something wrong?
The goblin bowed politely and looked at Henry's hands with concern. The goblin conducted himself as a subordinate, even though she was just a village girl, because she was the one who had summoned him. After the attack, when the villagers had been discussing how they should probably have lookouts, Henry suddenly remembered the items she had received, and when she used it, those goblins appeared. The villagers were shocked and frightened of the monsters, but when she explained that they were summoned with an item the village's savior, Sir Einzel Gone, had given her, they seemed to relax a little. It went without saying that the villagers trusted Einzel Gone. They were incredibly grateful to him after all. The work the goblins had accomplished since then completely dispelled the villagers' remaining doubts.
Good morning, Kaijari. I was being a little too aggressive with the knife.
Kaijari was one of the goblins who had been summoned. His worried face, furrowed brow and all, seemed like it would be more appropriate on a man...